Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen and amen. We rejoice. We rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. We did some rejoicing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, we'd have made Charles envious. Praise the Lord. We would have. Hallelujah. Nothing like praising God. Nothing. Nothing. It's great to take a praise break on a regular basis, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Happy, happy, happy. Happy. Happy, happy. Jesus makes me happy. He does. You think about that. When you say Jesus' name, happy is there. Happy is there. Yeah. Peace is there. Love, joy, peace. Just the name of Jesus. I was awake way early in the morning and just Jesus makes me happy was on my mind. And I recognized what I knew. You know, we know things. But when I would say Jesus, happy was there. Other words, other thoughts can bring other emotions, but Jesus brings happy. He brings the answer. We might not know the answer, but he's got the answer. It's nice to know he's got the answer. That makes me happy. There is no moaning with Jesus in the morning. You know? Jesus makes me happy. And I'm honest. I'm not going to lie to you. Jesus makes me happy, and I'd have been happy to go back to sleep. But I couldn't. Just that name. Just that name. Just that pause. Just pause and say his name. You know? And his name is always the same. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus. Jesus said, "Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." Now, we take that verse and we want to put that verse, you know, at when we get to heaven, and he says, "Now enter into the joy of the Lord." That's not Jesus. That's not Jesus. Jesus doesn't want you waiting to enter into the joy of the Lord. He wants you to enter into the joy of the Lord now. And in the end, eternal life. But he you know, the door, he's standing at the door. There's lots of doors. And he's at every door. Every door we can walk through, there's Jesus. There's Jesus. Our friend, pastor from Brookings, his testimony was that he was a star quarterback for SDSU. And one night he walked into a bar and he saw all the demons. And he ran out of that bar and started preaching Jesus. Gave up being quarterback. I should have gone into that bar with him all those years ago. I'd have saved some time. But you know, it changed his life. He was happy to get out of there. You know? Aren't you happy to get into the kingdom of God? You know? I mean, you sometimes just like need to let that rip, you know? You just need to let your happy go right into the, you know, we need to do that. You know, I'd love it if, you know, word on the street was, you should see those old folks from Hosanna, they're just happy. You never know when they're just going to start yelling because they're just happy. And if you ask them what they're so happy about, you're going to hear Jesus. You know? Just so happy to be in the kingdom of God. So joyous. When I read earlier in the week, I read about the baptism of Jesus. And one day when the crowds were being baptized, Jesus himself was baptized. And as he was praying, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit in bodily form descended on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "You are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy." I really like thinking about God saying that to me. "You are my dearly loved son, you bring me great joy." See, those are the imaginations that we should roll around in, you know, that he does. When we call on him, we bring him great joy. Our perfectness is in him. He's just so glad that we're in him. He is. Now, this is elementary. I understand that. But there's a gazillion people. I don't know how many are in a gazillion. You know, you have to check with artificial intelligence to know that. But there's a lot of people that could just get mad at the idea of imagining that Jesus, that God would say, "You bring me great joy." That's presumptuous. No, that's truth. That's truth. It makes his plan perfect. If plan was perfect, is perfect, always will be perfect, but it completes a plan. When we call on him, we complete a plan that's ongoing. But we've got to complete the plan before we can ongo. And the completing of the plan is completely coming into the kingdom of God. That completes step one. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. That completes that when we call upon the name of the Lord. And then, hallelujah, he's able to complete the good work that he's begun in us. So we look forward to the completion of it. You know? It's a treasure hunt. Not a scavenger hunt. It's a treasure hunt. As we draw near to him, he draws near to us, and our lives change. We're transformed by the renewing of our minds. What a different mindset we might have when we think that we could possibly, and go one step further to we probably, and then we jump into assuredly, we bring him great joy. We had heaven jumping with us this morning. You know, they had to take their biggest breaths and shout their loudest to get above us. And they loved it. They loved it. You know, there's healing in that. There's deliverance in that. He's completing things in that. Things that we don't know, he's completing. Things happen. Things happen when we release ourselves entirely unto God. Things happen. And then we can just wonder, what was it that happened right there? You know, something good happened. Something good happened. You know? Tara, when you woke up yesterday, were the walls a different color and the air fresher? Uh-huh. Hallelujah. That's a different color and fresher. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, God is so good. The goodness of God. With every breath that I'm able, I'm going to speak of the goodness of God. What if we just speak about the goodness of God? What if we just speak about the promises of God? What if we just speak about how we believe all the promises of God? You know? Rather than only, you know, the what we don't have, but what we have, the promises of God. We have that. We just do. It isn't in what we learn, it's what we agree in and agree with, you know? Because we can get all kinds of knowledge, but the Bible says knowledge just puffs up. We have all kinds of knowledge, and pretty soon we got, well, I know that. I know that. You know? God began to speak to me about the joy of the Lord yesterday when I was talking to the people at the nursing home. And I could see eyes light up at the thought of God saying, "You bring me great joy. You bring me great joy." Bringing him great joy isn't about perfect health. Bringing him great joy isn't about all the stuff we get. You know, what we get is not the important part, who we are and who we have. That's important. Don't worry about those things like what you'll eat or what you wear or what, you know, all of those things. Jesus said, just seek first the kingdom of God. All that stuff will be added to you. We can say, I'll be fine, and we'll be fine. We know we'll be fine. We are fine. Say, I'm fine. You know? We're fine in every way. You know? This is the truth of God's word. You know? Let the weak say I'm strong and the poor say I'm rich because of what the Lord has done. I don't know, somebody said, let the poor say they ain't poor no more. You know? No more, no more, no more, no more. I mean, think God changes things. He changes things. And we need to walk into the change. You understand? We need to step into what he's changed. We need to check it out. You know, it's like walking into somebody's house and saying, oh, you changed something. Somebody walked into our house yesterday and said, oh, the floor is beautiful. Last time I was here, you were just getting ready to do it. Not true. But the floor is nice, you know. It's not. You know, but it was just funny. It was, well, not quite. I have another one I'm getting ready to do. I've been getting ready for about 3 years. I'll do it one of these days. Yeah. When the urge hits, it's... When Vicki and I were first married, she hated the wallpaper in our house. And I woke up one morning tired of hearing how much she hated the wallpaper. I tore it off. And it was an improvement. She didn't complain about the wallpaper anymore. I was a lost man at the time. We ultimately got it changed. It got changed. But the fact that it was off gave her hope. All I got to do is just keep mentioning it. Just keep mentioning it. I'll get it done. The girl has had faith forever, more than she knew. But you know, God has made us promises, and the promises of God, the Bible says, are yes and amen. So, why do people treat them like idle chatter? You know? He's not like me, who will plan something and not do it until we do it. You know? Not like me. He said it. We step into it. We just step into it. Here I am, Lord. We step into it. We explore it. This new place with God. And we don't let go of it. You know, we don't say, well, that was a nice day and leave it in yesterday. No. We build on it. We build on the promises of God. If we can convince ourselves to trust in the Lord, then we can build on it. You know? But if we can't convince ourselves that God is, and that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, if we can only go so far as to convince ourselves that I might be saved and I might go to heaven. Might doesn't cut it. It's a sure thing. Everything with God is a sure thing. A sure thing. Hang on to your hats, but his promises are not contingent on your performance. You know? But what his promises can do is inspire us to perform. So we aren't performing earning anything. We're performing because we have it. You know? I have it. I have the promises of God. I have them. And I'm moving into them. And there's a lot of them that I don't even know. You see, we have to understand that there's a lot that we don't know. There's a lot that we don't know. But at the same time, we know all things in him. And so we have this confidence. We have this confidence. And because we have this confidence, then we can say and declare those things which are not as though they are, because we know the one who promised them. He promised. He's a waymaker, right? He's a promise keeper. Even those promises that we don't know about, he keeps them. You know, I mean, open yourself up to him saying to you, you're going to love this. Just wait. You're going to love this. Isn't that good enough? Of course, our natural flesh is, oh, come on, you got to tell me. you got to tell me. You can't just say that and then leave me hanging. That's what we'd say to each other. You know, I got a plan. You're going to love it. What is it? But with God, we can trust him. We can be happy just thinking about it. And because he's able to do abundantly above and beyond what we can hope or imagine, you know, we can go ahead and hope and imagine, but more than anything, we know that he can top anything that we can think. If he can't, he's not. And if he's not, as Paul told the people, he said, then we're the most miserable people of all. If he's not everything that he said he is, if he's not able to do everything that he's promised he's able to do, then we're believing a lie. And I'm telling you something, yeah, it's a good life. But it wouldn't be a good life if we thought every part of it was a lie. or if we're just hoping at least 50% of it is real, or maybe at least something is real. I didn't even know that thing still worked. You know? But we have this, and so the Bible, as Jesus said, this is a way, just walk in it. Just walk in it. Be happy. Think of Jesus. Be happy. Call on Jesus. Be happy. Sing to the Lord. Be happy. Cry out to God with a voice of triumph. Be happy. Be happy. Because it gives God great joy when we rejoice in the Lord. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Why is the enemy so intent on robbing the joy? Because the joy of the Lord makes us strong. Why does he love it when we don't believe the decree? Why does he love it when we question it rather than say, yes? You know? Because it robs us of our joy, it robs us of our strength, it robs us of our confidence. So when Jesus was baptized, and God said, there was a voice from heaven. A voice from heaven. And some people believed it was a voice from heaven. But Jesus knew exactly what he said. This is my beloved son. You are my dearly loved son, my dearly loved daughter, and you bring me great joy. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We want to bring you joy. We want to bring you joy, and then we want to just wallow in your goodness. We want to walk with such joy and such peace and with such happiness that people ask us what we're so happy about. We love you, Lord, and we are going to not only see America saved, we'll see Highmore saved. We'll see South Dakota saved. It's not impossible. If you saved me, there can be awakening everywhere else in the world. And I know it, and I decree it, and I declare it, and I'm so happy. In Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen.